Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Kuf Yudches and Masechta Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learn about include a continuation of the Machlokes regarding Chalukas Ha'aretz, who is entitled to receive a portion in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yeshia says, Le'yetzim Mitzrayim Neschalka Ha'aretz. The land was divided only according to those who were already 20 when they left Mitzrayim, even though they did not enter Eretz Yisrael, and all those who did enter Eretz Yisrael received their portions as an inheritance from their ancestors who were 20 when they left Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yenison says, L'boye ha'aretz neschalka ha'aretz. The land was divided only among those who were already 20 when they entered Eretz Yisrael, and they received their portions in their own right, not as an inheritance. Tzlavchad. The Benoit Tzlavchad came before Moshe Rabbeinu with a claim that they are entitled to inherit their deceased father's portion in Eretz Yisrael, and they were subsequently given four portions in the land of Shevet Menashe. Bnei Yosef, the members of Shevet Yosef, came before Yeshua with a claim that their portion was too small and not sufficient for the large number of people in their Shevet. However, they were not given any additional land for their claim. Meraglim, Yeshua v'Kalev natlu chelkam. The portions that were designated for the 10 Meraglim, the spies, were given to Yeshua and Kalev and not to the descendants of the Meraglim. The Machlokes is regarding Misloininim Shabadas Kairach. The portions that were designated for the 250 protesters who died during the incident of Kairach, were these portions also given to Yeshua and Kalev, or was the land absorbed by the other members of their Shevet?